Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC meditation for October 14th, 2020. Wednesday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time. The Grumpy Catholics Guild. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." Introductory prayer. Lord, I believe that you are present here as I turn to you in prayer. I trust and have confidence in your desire to give me every grace I need to receive today. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your immense generosity toward me. I give you my life and my love in return. Petition. Lord, make my heart more like yours. First reflection. Falling into the same trap. Do we ever find ourselves rooting for Jesus in this gospel passage? "Give it to them hard, Lord. They deserve it." We imagine ourselves there in the scene, our arms sternly crossed, our heads shaking in disapproval of those oh-so-hypocritical Pharisees. Soon our thoughts turn to someone we know who should also receive a good verbal lashing. Even a priest or a bishop might be the subject of our mental reprimand. Yet we now find ourselves right in the shoes of the very Pharisees we so deplore. Our hearts are embittered and dry. Although we are able to condemn with the Lord, we do not love with the Lord. We forget that Christ would lay down his life for these Pharisees he is calling to conversion, even if they were the only ones who needed to be saved. Pointing the finger is easy, but a call to conversion can come only from a heart that loves. Second reflection. The Grumpy Catholics Guild. Is there anyone who can't find at least one thing wrong in their parish or diocese? One thing is to see, pray for, and help resolve these difficulties. Another matter is to dwell on them. That is what the members of the Grumpy Catholics Guild, GCG, do. This gospel passage is the one exclusive lens through which they view everything. For the rosary, members of the GCG pray the vengeful mysteries. Jesus curses the fig tree. Jesus clears the temple. Jesus condemns the scribes and Pharisees. Might I be an anonymous member, or at least a supporter, of the GCG? Christ used hard words, but they were only fruit of an intense love and longing for the scribes and Pharisees' salvation, not an intense bitterness toward them. If I have any bitterness in my heart, I need to ask Christ for the grace to forgive, and to forgive as Christ forgives. Third reflection. Helping hand. Our Lord was the greatest teacher, the great pedagogue of the fullness of life, the love of the Father. He knew how to bring souls along little by little, at their pace and to the extent they were capable. The opposite is true of the lawyers at the end of this gospel passage. They would load restrictions, unwieldy responsibilities, and weighty sacrifices upon the people, but would not reach out a helping hand to assist the people in carrying the weight. As Christians, we are called to help illuminate the consciences of those around us so that they might have a closer relationship with God. However, if illuminating their consciences is merely our euphemism for throwing the book at them, we need to stop and see if Christ's words don't apply to us as well. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them. Conversation with Christ. Lord Jesus, at times I look at my heart and see that it is hard and bitter. It is ready to jump self-righteously at the first opportunity to condemn someone else, but only so as to assure myself of my own moral superiority. Grant me a heart, meek and humble like yours. Resolution. If I find myself thinking critically about someone today, I will pray for them and look for two good qualities in them.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.